Please be seated. It's a breathtaking story that we celebrate this morning. It's the story that is at the very foundation of the Christian life and faith. It's the most hopeful story we've ever heard. And it's a story that stretches our thought, our comprehension, and imagination. What could be more extraordinary than the claim that Jesus, crucified on Friday, comes from the tomb today? Because if there's one thing we are all sure about, it is death. Life is transitory and fleeting. We are finite. Anything that lives dies, we know that. And yet this morning, we shout, Alleluia, He is risen. We proclaim that we are being met by a living God who is not locked in our finitude and calls forth life beyond every form of death. We remember this morning the people who died in Sri Lanka because of terrorist attacks. Our Easter faith proclaims that they are now one with the living God who created them. Now, we've just heard about the women who went to the tomb, and we heard that they were terrified. Well, we might ask, were they paralyzed for the same reason that most of us spend a lifetime grasping the magnitude of what we celebrate today? Because we know that if resurrection is true, if Easter is true, then it has implications not just for our future, but for how we live the rest of our lives. The women came to the tomb thinking that the story had ended, but to their surprise, they encountered a new world was beginning to emerge, and things were not as they expected. Anglican Bishop N.T. Wright says that the stories of Jesus' resurrection are about a commission in the present world, right here and now. Jesus is risen, therefore we have work to do ahead of us. The stories are about the vindication of Jesus and his ministry and the commissioning of his followers. That would be all of us, to be his heralds. Pope Benedict, the emeritus pope, has something interesting to say about this as well. He argues that reckoning resurrection as recitation of a corpse is to misunderstand the true meaning of Easter. For Benedict as well, resurrection represents a new dimension of reality breaking through into the human experience. The message of Easter is about encountering a God of immeasurable love who cares about the problems and the pains of the world, including yours and mine. And Easter is about God inviting us to a life beyond the tombs and the dead ends that we often find ourselves in and all of the death-dealing waves that grip our world. But like any new life possibility, fear and terror and trembling are usually part of the experience because faith and openness to change are required to get there. This is just what St. Paul was trying to say after his conversion when he proclaimed, "It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. The old Paul has died and the new Paul has been born." This, of course, is exactly what Jesus' earthly ministry was all about, right? Healing the sick, restoring sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, casting out demons, breaking through the walls that we erect to divide us. Whatever it was that kept someone or groups of people enslaved, he went right to the tombs and the dead ends where people find themselves and called them forth, challenging them, prodding them to new life. And Easter is the promise that the risen Christ continues to meet us here and now in the dark places, in the places of death, and prodding us on to new redeemed life. In the early days of the AIDS crisis, I worked in fundraising for several AIDS organizations. And when the love of the risen Christ was grasped and experienced, I saw miracles happen time and again. Parents and families estranged by this terrible disease, often because of religious and social bias, began to trust that Christ's power of love had a greater truth than anything they had been told about sin and judgment. Reconciliation and new life would happen just as physical life was fading away. Love triumphed, and relationships were restored in spite of what some of the religious leaders of the day were telling people. So friends, all these beautiful flowers and this glorious music, thank you for being here with us this morning. Our alleluias are because Christ has been raised right into the midst of our lives, calling us, you and me, out of the grip of death that manifests itself in so many ways. Our loneliness, our isolation, our addictions, the expectations that others project on us, lives that we work so hard to put together that can come undone by a lost job, a marriage ended, or health that unravels. Death's grip is tight, and Easter rolls back the stone to many of Ogni's many tombs with hope and promise and grace that these dead ends do not have to have the final word. I leave you with this quote from Michael Maine, the late dean of Westminster Abbey. Michael was truly one of the most elegant and beautiful preachers in all of the Christian church. He writes, "To be a Christian is to trust that God is able to recreate, to raise up this being I call me in some new, unimaginable way. That in Christ I am called into a relationship with God that not only goes to the very depths of my being, but also extends beyond to death." My friends, this is what we mean when we proclaim, "Alleluia, alleluia, he is risen indeed. Alleluia." Happy Easter.